100 miles, the Nogany's party hacked their way through the jungle that ran alongside the arterial road. En route, they had managed to enlist 10 Mabuto women to help carry their supplies.
We were just good friends, you understand, nothing more.
But nevertheless, it was a mistake having women porters. On the second day of the trek, Lieutenant Seagrim became terribly amorous.
You, very beautiful. I've seen lots of girls in my time, but you, much prettier than any white girl.
I know I am. And it gets very embarrassing at times, I can tell you. Where's Moriarty?
The native girls were having a bathe and he's guarding their clothes.
It was my turn for that. Where's my binoculars?
There's a patrol of German colonial troops coming this way.
What? We must stop them. No shooting now.
Meantime, back at the camp, the German POW camp. That's an abbreviation of prisoner war. I say POW so it saves the necessity of saying prisoner war. It's much shorter. It takes less time. At this camp, we were having a party. We'd completed the bridge, and all the lads were having a sing-song to celebrate.
I'm in! Tiddle down! Now a word from Horsey Ho, Major Spoon!
Good night, sir.
Thank you, men. Well, as you can see, we've taught our captors how we English can build a wooden bridge over a water river. So let us stand, raise our right legs, and sing our national anthem.
I love the father of our king.
Sigurd, over here. I can hear men in the camp singing the French national anthem.
Nonsense! That's the British national anthem in disguise. They didn't want it captured.
Good lads. Psst.
Information. The first German puff puff goes over that bridge at dawn.
What? Action. Here's the explosive men. Off you go. I'd come with you myself if it weren't for this terrible hand-painted wound on my foot.
Then we'll need one more volunteer. How about you?